We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. As we make our way through this recession, we've had occasion to look back to the Great Depression and the policies the Roosevelt administration put into place to alleviate the tremendous suffering it caused. This fall, the PBS program American Experience is featuring five documentaries in a series called The 1930s. Let's listen to an excerpt now from the documentary Conservation Corps that will be broadcast next week. You can see the program on our companion station, WILL-TV, next Monday, November 2nd at 8 p.m.
I remember as a child growing up in North Carolina, looking up and watching Kansas blow by. The Dust Bowl reaching North Carolina, of course. I also remember fires, floods, drought, erosion, soil gone. What do you have to live on? We were in a sad condition environmentally. The word environmental wasn't there at the time, basically, but the situation was, and it was a critical situation.
We didn't have food. We didn't have jobs. I don't think people realize how close this nation came to having a revolution.
If it hadn't been for Roosevelt and establishing the Civilian Conservation Corps, I don't know what a lot of us young guys would have done. I don't know what my next step would have been.
Give me your help not to win votes alone, but to win in this crusade to restore America to its own people.
That is an excerpt from Conservation Corps, a documentary film by Robert Stone. Conservation Corps was written, produced, and directed by Mr. Stone. He joins me this afternoon to tell us more about the CCC and his film, which tells the story of this program of the New Deal, which provided jobs for some 3 million unemployed men across the country from 1933 to 1942. Robert Stone, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, my pleasure.
It's actually called the Civilian Conservation Corps.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The last voice we heard was that of Franklin Roosevelt. Who did we hear before him?
Before that, there were three veterans of the CCC, Harley Jolly, who's from North Carolina, Vicente Jimenez, who's from New Mexico, and Cliff Hammond, who's from Illinois.
Hmm. And what did the Civilian Conservation Corps mean for these men and the others who worked in the Corps?
Well, this was a government works program that got them off the streets, fed them, housed them, educated them, gave them work, gave them a sense of purpose, taught them discipline, taught them how to get along with people, and also did a remarkable job at restoring our country's natural resources and repairing terrible environmental damage that had been done to this country over the previous couple of hundred years.
Hmm.
But everybody we've spoke to who was in the Corps, and these guys are in their late 80s, early 90s now, it was one of the greatest things they've ever done in their lives, and really, they said, really shaped them into being the people they are.
Yeah. One of these veterans said people don't realize how close the nation was to revolution. How significant was it that the CCC put more than 3 million unemployed men to work?
Well, I think, you got to understand, as bad as things are now, things were really on a different order of magnitude in the early 1930s in terms of just how bad the economy is. And people didn't know that we would pull out of it. I mean, now we know that there was a Great Depression. We came out of it. At that point, people thought as pointed out in the film, one of the leading economists at the time said the last time he experienced this, it was the Dark Ages, and that lasted for 400 years. So a great many people had given up on the idea of capitalism, had given up on the idea of democracy. And as you point out, there were millions of young men wandering the streets, riding the rails, looking for work. And the system itself was in danger. And so Franklin Roosevelt's first task when he came into office in March of 1933 was getting these young men a job, getting them back to work, giving them a sense of purpose. And he had a real passion for conservation, which came from his experience in New York, which is where I live, from first in Hyde Park, where he lived, and then as governor of New York, seeing the environmental damage and the soil erosion in the state, and seeing what was going on around the country, which was mentioned in that clip you just played.
Yeah.
He brought that passion for conservation to the White House and married the two ideas. It was a win-win, both put these young men to work and solve this terrible environmental problem, which was a major part of what we think of as the Great Depression. It's a forgotten aspect of the Great Depression, but is actually a central element was this environmental crisis.
Mm. Yeah, well, one of the veterans said, we didn't call it environmentalism at the time, but that's what it was, and that was what was needed. What role did the Civilian Conservation Corps play then down the line in the environmental movement that emerged decades later?
Well, it was... you'd have to really trace it back a little for earlier to Franklin Roosevelt's cousin, Theodore Roosevelt, who was really one of the early champions of the conservation movement. But at that time, establishing the national parks and stuff, but at that time it was really about preserving wilderness areas. The CCC was an effort to take this idea of conservation and preservation of the land and broaden it out to using, proper farming practices, preserving the forest, preserving farms, preserving the topsoil of this country, broadening it out beyond simply national parks. And then after World War II, many, many people took advantage of the great work that was done by the CCC and in all these parks and ended up going off into nature, going camping. This was kind of a new recreational thing that people started to do. And you can draw a direct line from that to the generation of kids who went off and started the environmental movement in the 1960s. They are the sons and daughters of the generation that went into the CCC.
Hmm. Why was this program so popular with the public?
Well, it was the most popular of the New Deal programs. You throw some Social Security in there, too, I suppose. First of all, obviously, it put these millions of young men back to work. But the way that they paid them, they were paid $1 a day. They could keep $5 a month, and they sent $25 a month back home to their families. $25 in those days was like kind of the average sort of weekly salary, so it was good amount of money. And that spread throughout the country, and then you get the money that went into the camps just to support them with food and resources and stuff, and all the good work that the Corps was doing in terms of revitalizing farmland around the country and planting trees and building state parks. Its influence was spread everywhere. Everybody felt a little bit of it, and it had an enormous boost to the economy and solving this terrible environmental problem. So when Franklin Roosevelt was reelected in 1936 and he started to try to scale back some of the New Deal programs in order to balance the budget, he was unable to do so. He was unable to scale back the CCC, even among Republicans who had initially opposed it because it was so popular.
Mm.
Everybody benefited from it. And Roosevelt was very savvy in where he placed the camps, and he made sure that all these congressional districts around the country had a camp. So it generated political support for the rest of the New Deal as well.
Yeah, I know that on the website for the program, you can look at where the camps were and how many there were and how many men were put to work state by state, which is very interesting. You mentioned Social Security a moment ago. At this time, in this era, we also saw the introduction of Social Security and unemployment insurance. Did the popularity of the Conservation Corps, the Civilian Conservation Corps, help win support for those federal programs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Civilian Conservation Corps was sort of the juggernaut at the beginning of the New Deal that really rallied support around a whole host of other things. And it's hard to, you know, remember now how controversial these things that we now take for granted were at the time. Prior to the Roosevelt administration, if you fell on hard times, if your house was foreclosed upon, you lost your job, or couldn't feed yourself, there was no expectation that the government was going to do anything for you. You would turn to the church, you'd turn to your family, and if that failed, then you were just on your own. So it was Roosevelt's program of using the government as a sort of a broad-based social network for us all to help each other as a nation, not just in small communities, but as a nation, uniting us as a nation around a common purpose, was a new thing that caused a great deal of controversy. And then, as now, there was a big debate about the role of government. There was a big debate about deficit spending. Mm. All of these things. All of this was radically new.
Yeah. What would you say is the takeaway lesson of this program, the Civilian Conservation Corps, for us as we struggle through our hard times?
Well, to me, the greatest takeaway that I got from it is this sense of national purpose and national service. I think, you know, we all look back at the Greatest Generation and think, well, how remarkable it was that they fought World War II and they did these great things. So much of what we think about from that generation is a sense of national purpose, a sense of service, a sense of national unity, and a set of values, and that we've lost a lot today. And I think that comes from, obviously, service in World War II, but it also comes from service in things like the Civilian Conservation Corps, where people were thrown in with people completely unlike themselves, had to learn to work together, had to learn discipline, work for a common cause. And everybody we spoke to, that carried over to establishing a set of values that they stuck with them the rest of their lives. It wasn't the sense of just individualism and working for individual gain, but a sense of working for the community, working for a sense of being an American, a national purpose. So I think that's a great lesson from the Civilian Conservation Corps that I think could be reestablished today through some form of national service. It doesn't just have to be the military. There's all kinds of other ways to serve your country, and it can really benefit the society at large.
Mm. There we have to leave it. Robert Stone, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Robert Stone. He wrote, produced, and directed the Civilian Conservation Corps. You can see the program on our companion station, WILL-TV, next Monday on American Experience. And the program airs at 8 p.m.